The question on the table is, where are the eyeballs these days? If you sit in a room with multiple people watching TV, even a live sporting event or whatever, the argument is that when you look up, what are people's eyes doing during your commercial? Now, did they change the channel? Did they even bother to change the channel but immediately look at their phone? So, if that's the case, where's the eyeball? And where is their attention? Their active attention is on the phone, not on the screen. So, the reality of it is, what I keep looking into is the fact that people want more information. They want all the information they can possibly get. But the reality of the situation is they don't actually want all the information. They want the ability to get there. And if that is the case, we can build marketing plans based off of a content library and then bring people constantly reference that content library. This is a stretch, obviously, in a big long form thought and in a longer scheme of things based on branding. But the eyeball, if the eyeballs are on the phone, fine. Majority of our spend should be on the phone, but where, maybe? So whether it's social media or whether it's some Google less than what it used to be, it doesn't necessarily matter. But the question of the matter is, or good targeted Google, depending on what you're doing from a local or regional perspective. But I still can't quite fathom how much money is still spent on TV given the eyeball and the passive impression. You know, it's not as much of a full impression anymore. What's in front of you? Even billboards nowadays, when you're driving, I drive a lot. And the reality is, if you look up, half the people are on the phones even driving. So I'm wondering where the eyeball is and the question mark on the table. And that's why I think retargeting for 2024 is going to be the big move, based on people that are intenders on specific sites. They're going somewhere and then popping into something, but then they're popping back out because their attention, everybody has attention deficit disorder. So how do I get them back and then get them back lower funnel when they've already searched something that we're actually, you know, whether it's the product that you're selling or whether it's whatever. The interesting part is, especially like in automotive these days, when we look at it, you know, the surveys keep coming out that they want more information, whether it's payments, plans, or whatever. But the interesting part is not as many people act on all of that information necessarily. It's just nice to know that it's there. So at what point is the security blanket the content that's there versus the content that you're actually looking into and specifically researching? That's kind of the question mark. But in any case, let me round this out. The eyeballs, I care about where the eyeballs are, but now I really wonder where customers, just general people, are truly consuming an active audience. It's barely even the phone anymore because you're going in between both of them. So it's evolving, but we'll keep watching. Have a good one.